Hi there, it's lesson one, psychic tools and animal readings. I know a lot of people may think that when you're doing an animal communication reading, you wouldn't need a tool because you're communicating with the animal. Well, first of all, that's just not true. Using tools for anything, I mean, psychic readings, I mean, taking a bath, I mean, baking a cake. Imagine if you were baking a cake and you only had like one spoon. No spatula, no bowl, no anything else, just one spoon. That's it. That's all. That would seem a little bit difficult to do. I mean, I'm sure you'd manage and you would get it done, but why wouldn't you have tools when it comes to animal readings? Every single tool that you can think of to read yourself or to read someone else can apply in an animal reading. You can be using a pendulum over an animal's body. You can be asking the pendulum questions like, is there a problem with my stomach? Yes or no. Is there a problem with this animal's paw? Yes or no. You can be using the pendulum to be able to ask questions about medicine. You know, this was a natural herb that someone recommended. Should I give this to my horse? Yes or no. That's a great tool and a way for the animal's guide and angel and your guides and angels to be able to direct you. You can also be using tarot cards. Tarot cards are great. I've used tons of tarot cards with my horses and with my dogs. Knock, shuffle, use the tarot cards or the oracle cards. Use the divination system to help interpret the cards as they're coming out and use that as almost like a dialing up. Like remember when you used to have dial-up internet and you kind of had to go through these channels and systems? Well, the thing about oracle cards and tarot cards is it's almost like they're just dialing up the energy and pulling you closer and making that connection with the animal, whether that's an animal that's living, whether that's an animal that's deceased, whether that's a spirit guide animal, whether that's a wild animal, whether that's a pet animal. Astrology has so many things to do with position and alignments of the constellations and the planets and how they can influence the behaviors of peoples and animals and nature. Today, astrology, what month was your dog born or your horse or your animal born in? And what sign are they? And where does that align in their astrological? Automatic writing is also a wonderful thing that you can do by channeling an animal that's on the other side that is connected to the loved one or to the client that is needing the reading. You know, animals can't write, but they can transfer images and messages. So whether you're drawing them, whether you're writing them, you can definitely be using those. Runes are great. They are the alphabetic meaning of 24 stones. These rune stones are very similar to throwing bones or coins or shells, which are very much connected to nature and to animals and can help you interpret messages and the energy that's coming forward. Again, just that thing to sort of pump that energy or push that energy forward. Crystals. I love using crystals for readings, especially when it comes to animals, and especially if you're doing a reading for a person who brings you the pet or brings you a picture of the pet. What crystals are you drawn to? Does that dog need a rose quartz? Does it need an obsidian? Does that cat need, you know, a carnelian? And why do you feel that that cat needs a carnelian? A really amazing thing that I've seen done with animals, especially with pets, is where people have laid out the crystals in a row and then watched what the animal went to touch on their own. What crystal did the dog or did the cat or did the horse or did the bunny go to? And why do they intuitively feel drawn to that? That may be telling you some information about the animal's health, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, or physically, which can then help you make a deeper connection to what the animal needs at this time. I even do it with my horses. I'll line them up all along the top of the fence and I'll wait to see what horse will go and touch which crystal. And it's so crazy. It makes so much sense for some of the things those horses might be going through and experiencing. Herbs and plants are amazing ways to heal and to ward off negative energy. You can interpret the herbs, you can interpret how they lay around the animal, which ones the animal might be drawn to and not drawn to. They're just this fantastic way that you can resonate with what the animal is needing or requiring. And all herbs and plants have this very spiritual meaning that you can definitely connect with and that you can definitely use in all of your readings. The biggest thing I can tell you, and the most important thing about this lesson that I really want to share, is that you have to be willing, especially at this point in your animal readings and as someone who's on level four, to really think outside the box. And you know, obviously, there are very stereotypical tools that we know that psychics and mediums use, but I use anything. I'll use ocean water, I'll use sticks, I'll use things that I find in my garden, I'll use plants and herbs and anything. A pendulum for me is a quick whip of a necklace off my neck. I mean, I remember, oh my gosh, I used to spend so much money and so much time in metaphysical stores always seeking the item or the thing that was going to give me the best dial-up connection. And what I didn't realize is that it truly was all around me. There was so much nature and so much connection that I could have been using this entire time, but because I didn't pay for it, I didn't give it that value that I should have. And it's really important to recognize that everything we needed to heal ourselves and to give ourselves answers, well, that was already provided for us. I told you that I would tell you which tools are my absolute favorite and how I use them the most. Well, I'll tell you my absolute favorite tool when it comes to animal readings is definitely the pendulum. I have two different pendulums that I use, one for my horses and one for my dogs. And I enjoy using the pendulum because it's, if I want to know something, it's just a very yes or no. It's just very clear. And I think sometimes when it comes to our pets, I think that it is important to have that like clear answer and that clear direction in what it is that we need. The second one, again, is those crystals. I use them all the time when it comes to my animals. I put crystals underneath my animals' beds. I put them in their bedding in their stalls. I'll put them all around the outside of a paddock. I put them all around the outside of round pans and different things. And I really allow the animal themselves to tell me what crystal they need, why they need that crystal. And then I use that healing and that interpretation to be able to make a stronger and a deeper connection with the animals. I do love oracle cards, and I mean, I use them all the time for myself, obviously, and for my clients. And I don't mind an oracle card being used for a deceased pet or an animal that's on the other side that someone's that wants to connect with. I think that can really give you that little extra boost. And it's not going to give you all the answers. Remember, it's the spirit that's supposed to be coming in and giving you the information. But again, it's almost like this dial-up. You know, I have Starlink now. But I also have, I forget what I want to call it a booster. I'm sure there's another name for what I'm trying to say. But basically, there's not too many homes I think that you go into now where they don't have that like little booster thing that sort of expands the internet to reach even further. And I think that that's really what this is about. It's about making a connection and helping you think outside the box and seeing if that tool or those cards or that pendulum or whatever that extra thing is that's going to give you that extra stretch to kind of get you exactly where it is that you need to be going, and maybe looking at some other things that are outside the box that you maybe didn't notice or maybe that you weren't necessarily looking at. So, tools, go and use them, try them, try crystals, try pendulums, try tarot cards, try oracle cards, try runestones, try automatic writing, anything and everything you can imagine. There will be things that resonate with you, and there will be things that don't resonate with you, and that's totally okay. The most important thing is that you're willing to try something different that may help advance your readings or really just boost that energy, especially if you have a quieter spirit on the other side, quieter animal spirit, or maybe possibly you have a dog that is super hyper or an animal that you can't really get a clear connection on. That's where those tools are really going to come in and help you make that defined reading and that deeper connection. I hope that makes sense, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next lesson.